Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 283, the stanzas 1 and 2. O come, my soul, bless thou the Lord thy Maker, and all within me bless his holy name. Bless thou the Lord, forget not all his mercies, his pardoning grace and saving love proclaim, and what follows. Psalter 283, the stanzas 1 and 2.
Thank you.
the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together. It can be found in Luke 2, the verses 8 through 20. Luke 2, the verses 8 through 20. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And there shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, a lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. Thus far the reading of the Holy Scriptures. Let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. Lord, it has been morning, it has become evening, and the day is far spent. Then thou was granted by renewal that we may come up to thy house, and thou knowest most perfectly how that each and everyone has come up, what the prayer of each was, when we have not forgotten to pray. And Lord, may there be a few shepherds in our midst with the shepherd's need, with the shepherd's longing and desire, with the shepherd's night, shepherds that have begged of thee in the time of Advent for the shepherd's portion desired for it in this day, and then perhaps in thy house, where it is still night, not to receive desire, O Lord. Let those, not those shepherds, return to their dwelling disappointed and discouraged, but wilt thou be a surprising God? Thou hast a people upon the earth with everything that they have experienced, no solution, demanding justice, an unpaid debt, and with the prayer to hear and experience what those shepherds have experienced, to hear of those glad tidings, but especially the application where the angel has declared, for unto you is born. Lord, thou knowest where thy children are encamped. Thou knowest their need, and thou as a people upon the earth that learn that also that need, that desire needs to be given for the first time, but each time by renewal. May there have also come up troubled souls concerning that Bethlehem where there was no room for the Christ child. Ah, Lord, do remember those that are not even troubled, that can live on so easily without a new heart, seeking anxiously the things of the time, thinking not so much of eternity, or trying to drive those thoughts away. Lord, we humbly beg of thee, work mightily and irresistibly, and that is only possible through thy dear Son, whom thou hast given, who was suffered, died, raised, and sitteth at thy right hand. It is thy work to work that holy unrest, to uncover more and more also concerning that Bethlehem. It is the work of the Spirit to teach thy people, become exercised, burdened and troubled, and not only against the sin against the law, but also the sin against the gospel. Lord, thou hast promised to work by word and by spirit. Wilt thou so work in the hearts of young and old? And may it be together with thy word, all thy mercies and all thy goodness, that may lead to that godly sorrow that leadeth to repentance. But may it also be providential trials and the callings of death, whereby renewal another mourning family in our midst, with many other mourning families, where those places remain so emptier, at times becoming more empty. May the callings be sanctified. May there be a calling upon the living God. We commend unto thee all the elderly. We remember all the sick and afflicted, all those that stand in need of healing and strengthening, those with the dreaded disease, the treatments, others with cares and concerns. May we be given to bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Remember those that have relatives with serious concerns. We commend unto thee the handicapped ones, the secret crosses, those that are struggling with weakness of their mind. Ah, Lord, do uphold, do encourage, grant a place at thy footstool, and may thy word be opened, wherein this day may be declared good tidings for all people, where thou wast sent thy dear Son, whereby it is possible to be saved and to escape that well-deserved punishment. We commend unto thee thy church, our theological school, the persecuted church, the beloved for the Father's sake, all mission work, and those that bring thy word to the ends of the earth. We remember all the suffering ones, the country of Ukraine and Israel, where the war continues, the homeless, the destitute, the great numbers in hospitals and institutions of mercy, and the untold numbers that have not thy word, that have not a desire for thy word, and also those that have not the truth of thy word, that are being deceived for a never-ending eternity. Then we are so privileged, but unto whom much is given, much shall be required. Lord, we beseech thee, come down with thy Spirit in a richer measure, and that thy word may be blessed to the hearts of young and old, and that thou may work from generation to generation. Wilt thou graciously open thy testimony, anoint with fresh oil from above, grant a few simple words to speak. Wilt thou go from bench to bench and from heart to heart, bind the devil fast, give a little rest in thy house in the midst of all the cares, also concerning the daily bread for the family circles. May our eyes be upon thee. May our hope and expectation be from thee, which has made the heavens and the earth, and upholdest them until this very moment, and impress upon all our hearts, as we come closer to the end of the year, whether we shall come to the end unknown unto us, but the prayer of Moses, the man of God, teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Wilt thou so be a surprising God in this hour? Pardon us of all of our transgressions, for Christ's sake only. Amen. Psalter 397, the stanzas 1-5. O Lord, Thou art my God and King, and I will ever bless Thy name. I will extol Thee every day, and evermore Thy praise proclaim, and what follows, 397, the first 5 stanzas. in this evening hour, with the help of the Lord, we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Luke 2, the verses 17 through 20. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. Our text words speak of the shepherds returning from Jesus in the manger of Bethlehem with four thoughts. In the first place, the shepherds proclaiming Jesus. Secondly, the hearers marveling about Jesus. Thirdly, Mary pondering about Jesus. And in the fourth place, the shepherds praising Jesus. The shepherds returning from Jesus in the manger of Bethlehem. The shepherds proclaiming Jesus, as we find it in verse 17. The hearers marveling about Jesus in verse 18. Mary pondering about Jesus in verse 19. And the shepherds praising Jesus in verse 20. Beloved congregation, we read in our text, and when they had seen it, that concerns the shepherds in the night watches taking care of their flocks outside of the town of Bethlehem. Then those shepherds, they have received a special portion. Are there also a few shepherds in my midst? Are there a few shepherds that have begged the Lord in the time of Advent that you may receive the portion of the shepherds with that rich revelation, but above all souls that have begged for that word you? Because the true child of God, it needs a personal portion. And now for the shepherds, it was night. And then it can be for those true shepherds, when they have been exercised, a longing and a desire, maybe expectation and a hope, to receive the shepherd's portion. And then the prayer shall be multiplied. And then it can be for those shepherds when they go home after the morning service, that they can be so downcast and so discouraged, and a blessing when yet a sign and a cry, that the Lord may still remember with the favor that he bears unto his people to be visited with his salvation. Because those shepherds, then they have experienced many things not all written in the Bible, but then it is clear that the Spirit has made room for that wonderful message concerning the birth of the Son of God. Oh, then the Old Testament church, Isaiah 64, verse 1. Oh, that thou wouldest rend the heavens, that thou wouldest come down, and that the mountains might flow away at thy presence. And now those shepherds, the living church of God, can experience many matters, but still no solution, an unpaid debt, a demanding justice. And then what wonderful matters that the shepherds have heard, glad tidings for all people, this congregation that declares in this day that there is hope for us and our children, but it needs to be applied. We need the work of the Holy Spirit. We need to become new creatures in Christ Jesus. And now those shepherds, after the message, the glorious singing of a great multitude of angels, we read in Job 38 that the morning stars, the angels, they have sung with the creation of the heavens and earth. And now for 4,000 years, we do not read of such a singing. But now when a child has been born without original sin, the express image of the Father, to be the Savior for sinners, then by renewal, a great multitude of angels has sung, glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, a goodwill toward men. And then that message, that glorious message, and that singing that had an effect. Oh, then the hearts of those shepherds were burning with a vehement desire that with their eyes they may behold that newborn child in swaddling clothes, laid in a manger. And so they have said to one another, when the angels were gone away, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing, not if it is come to pass, but which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. What a meeting that must have been between the shepherds and Joseph and Mary with the newborn child in the manger. For a Mary, as she has sung her song by true saving faith, a Mary which has experienced for 3 months the communion with one another and the communion with heaven. We would say more above the earth than upon the earth. But now we can understand, we have heard of the mysterious ways. In this morning hour, there is a Christendom that can figure it all out and can understand it. But for the true child of God, then the Lord leads them in those mysterious ways. And in that way, the Lord may receive all the honor and the glory. And now for a Joseph and a Mary, what a deep way. Oh, undoubtedly they have thought when the Messiah would be born, then he would be born in royal estate, and the messengers would be sent forth to proclaim that announcement, especially in Jerusalem, in the land of Israel. And now for a Joseph and Mary, a stable, a dark stable, mysterious and unfathomable ways. But I read in 1 Corinthians 10 verse 13 that the Lord will not suffer his people to be tempted above that they are able to bear. Although there are times that it seems so, but there are also times when they may be given to reflect back, that they may be given to see that the Lord is placed underneath his everlasting arms. And then the Lord has sent those shepherds as messengers, not written, but then we can understand that those shepherds were given to relate the message of the angel concerning the birth of the Savior. Oh, with a holy joy, have related a great multitude of the holy angels that have sung so beautifully, glory to God in the highest, on earth peace, a goodwill toward men. Then they had much to relate to one another. But now in our text, when they had seen it, they'd made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. Then they became preachers, not officially. Oh, when the Lord works by his Spirit, and then there can be times, whether men or women, that they have a desire when they may taste of the precious things of the Lord, and given to see how awful it is to be unconverted, under God's wrath, to tell their fellow man to hasten and to flee, but also concerning the blessings which are laid away for the church. Ah, then it was faith and exercise also needs to be given, because I read in 2 Corinthians 3 verse 17, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Oh, that awful unbelief that makes the child dumb think of Zacharias when he did not take over and believe the message of the angel concerning the birth of a son, then undoubtedly it was towards the morning, was of course a very busy time with that enrollment, and that they have met different ones, and that they were given to tell. We read it is specifically mentioned, and they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. Job has said in Job 35 verse 10, but no man saith, where is God my maker, that giveth psalms in the night. What blessed times they are when the Lord may come over in the night watches, in the early morning, to receive an instruction, to receive an encouragement concerning the things of the Lord. Then we may surely awake refreshed. Then the shepherds, we would say the cup was full. How far the shepherds were led into the mysteries of salvation, because it is necessary that the child of God is led further than the manger, but also led to Jerusalem, to the cross. Oh, that blessed cross word, it is finished. And as the disciples, they were led further yet. But for the shepherds, the cup was full. They were ready as a bottle of wine ready to burst. Then their mouth overflowed, their cup was running over. And they were given to declare the wonderful works of the Lord concerning what they had seen, concerning this child, how that they were enabled to receive a sign, and they were given to see it was true in the state of a humiliation, not a beautiful crib and not a beautiful gown. But that does not stand faith in the way, because the angel has given a sign for clarity's sake and for instruction, that they would find the child wrapped in swaddling clothes. Oh, then those shepherds were given to rejoice in the unspeakable gift of God. Their heart was given to overflow. Oh, as we read in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 14, for the love of Christ constraineth us, because the shepherds have been told, which they have embraced by faith, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Thus it was the personal application, and that is the desire, the longing, the prayer of the living child of God to hear that word, you. And now we can understand, boys and girls, you can understand it, that those shepherds have not related it in a cold way. We would think a glow on their faces, because they have experienced such wonderful things with such a warm, a burning, and overflowing heart. They have received the desire, the Messiah has come, and he has also come for them. And what does the church now learn? If it is possible for them, then it is possible for everyone. And then salvation becomes so broad, And then we would think, such shepherds that have received such liberty and freedom that they could tell, they did not have to tell, not wrong, of course, of what they have experienced in the past, but they have just returned from the manger, then we would think that all the hearers that have heard it, that there would be a great multitude, that they have asked shepherds, where is now the stable, where is now the manger, that we may also behold that child who is the promised Messiah, the Savior, who shall come to save his people from their sins. But we read, and that is our second thought, that she hears marveling about Jesus. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. Of course, better than what we read of many others in the Bible. The sons-in-laws of Lot, they mocked with the message. Children at Bethel mocked with the prophet. When we read of Amos with his message of repentance, then they said, you better go back to your birthplace. We read of a prophet Zacharias, that he was stoned. We read of the Pharisees, that they tried to catch Jesus in his words. We read of Gallio, that he cared for none of these things. We read of a Felix in Acts 24. Oh, he has trembled, but he has said, what an awful thing to say. Go thy way for this time, when he have a more convenient season. I will call thee for thee. We read of King Agrippa, that he has said unto Paul, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian, almost. We do not read of those matters in our text, but we read, and all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds, wondered about the message, about the great multitude of angels. Maybe they tried to reason it out. If that was not really true, such a multitude was such a glory, would then not all Bethlehem have heard it? And then such simple shepherds, why was it only those shepherds that have come with the message? The church has waited for 4,000 years. We have not heard it of Pharisees and scribes, of the leaders of our nation. Thus they wondered at the things, although at those things which were told them by the shepherds, also concerning if he was now truly the promised king, would he not have been born in royal estate? Would he not have been clothed with royal apparel? There were many things that they could have wondered at, but with all that wondering, and that is a solemn thought, ah, those shepherds, we would say, they had not much fruit upon their preaching, because you would think with such a message that there at least would have been some, even many, that would have said, we must go to the stable and behold the King of Kings, the Savior, bow and worship and beg the Lord that he may be our King and our Savior. But we do not read it. They wondered. They marveled. How was it with us, congregation, on this day? They're also a little marveling and wondering. Or do we not even come so far as that people of Bethlehem? And we have the whole Word of God, the inspired Word that declares the riches of the work of a triune God. Are there times that we do wonder and marvel? Or does that not take place anymore? Boys and girls, young people, older ones, as we come closer to the end of the year, after today, 6 days left, the Lord has spoken in special ways, taken out of the land of the living, the young, the middle-aged, and the elderly. And are there times that we are given to marvel, not at other people, that they are so cold, not to marvel about our neighbor and about the world, that they can do such wicked things, despising God's word? But have we been given to marvel about ourselves, that we can remain under the proclamation of law and of gospel so cold, so unfeeling, so little fear and impression of death and the shortness of our life, that we can sit under the preaching of the proclamation of the punishment of the wicked in hell, and it does not really frighten us, and the blessedness of the true people of God, what is laid away for them in heaven, and not aroused to a holy jealousy. The Lord has a people that is given to marvel much concerning the wonderful ways of the Lord. Oh, at times that they become a riddle unto themselves. And the ways of the Lord can be so mysterious and so unfathomable. And concerning that struggle, as with the Rebecca of old, how am I thus? And she went to inquire of the Lord. And for God's people, when it is well, that wondering and marveling shall continue, but that is a given good. Oh, that they are given to marvel at the wonderful works of grace, the love of the Father, the love of the Son, and the love of the Holy Ghost. And afore shepherds that have been led further, given to marvel that they can still be so cold, so dead, and so lukewarm. Oh, then it is the work of the Spirit each time by renewal to stir his child up with a confession of their guilt and sins, backsliding, and to desire a fresh token of the Lord's favor and a further leading into the mysteries of salvation. And all they that heard it, that is also a wonderful word, all of them. Thus they were not lukewarm or cold, as made a certain impression, but with their wondering, what was now lacking? I read in Ezekiel 33, verse 32, and that's a solemn word, that the children of Israel said unto the prophet, and lo, thou art unto them as a very lovely song of one that had a pleasant voice and can play well on an instrument, for they hear thy words, but they do them not. What is now so necessary? The work of the Holy Spirit. Because a true faith, that is an act of faith. Our third thought, Mary pondering about Jesus, let us first sing. Psalter 255, the stanzas 1, 3, and 4. And now with joyful exultation, let us sing Jehovah's praise. To the rock of our salvation, loud hosannas let us raise. And what follows, 255, 1, 3, and 4. the shepherds returning from Jesus and the manger of Bethlehem. The shepherds proclaiming Jesus. The hearers marveling about Jesus. And now thirdly, Mary, a pondering about Jesus. Then in verse 19, then we read, but in opposition to verse 18, and then we read of two matters concerning the things which Mary has experienced, that she kept them in her heart, and that she pondered over them. When we have something very special, boys and girls, then sometime you put it in a very special place where it is safe, maybe a place that not many people know of. And now Mary concerning these things, and then the jewels which she has received, if we may say it so, concerning the wonderful things of God, it has become still by renewal. The shepherds have come. The shepherds have spoken. The shepherds have left. And then concerning all these matters, and then she kept them in their heart. That is a good place also for future use. A place, to say it reverently, where no man can rob, where Satan cannot steal, although as Satan shall come with many questions and with many assaults. Thus Mary has kept all these things. Thus that refers to the past. Then she was given to ponder what she has experienced when the angel Gabriel has come to her concerning the tiding that she would become the mother of the Son of God. Oh, given to ponder, meditate upon the visit to her cousin Elizabeth, and how she was encouraged with her riddles, did not have to speak, but Elizabeth has declared what has transpired concerning the birth of the Savior. Then Mary, in the silence of the night, with her firstborn son together with Joseph, was given to ponder the song she has sung. Oh, there she has declared it twice. In verse 38, called herself the handmaiden of the Lord, be it according to thy word. And also in verse 48, given to declare that she was the handmaiden of the Lord, given to ponder over that wonderful song which she was given to sing of the mighty things, what the Lord does for the poor to fill them with the riches of his grace. Oh, then Mary was given to ponder over that wonderful and mysterious way where the Lord is heard. Oh, also how the Lord has made it known to a Joseph. And then she was given to ponder over that mysterious way, how that the Lord in his providence has brought them to Bethlehem. Do we not read in Psalm 111 verse 2, the Lord, works of the Lord are great by those that have pleasure therein, oh, to search them out. And then Mary, in silent bewonderment and in thanksgiving, and no, we do not read at this moment that she was given to sing another song. And then we do not read that as a Sarah, as she was given to laugh, but in the stillness of the night watches, given to ponder over the Lord's wonderful works and his wonderful leadings, where she was also given to sing, and that her son was the Savior. And now concerning that pondering, what she has kept in her heart, and that also for future use, and to be given to reflect upon what the Lord has done. And has the Lord not declared that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and never to forsake the work of his own hands? Oh, to be given to meditate upon what she has received at the present, and that she may embrace her firstborn son, and a confirmation by the shepherds. Oh, that is the longing and the desire by the living church, and that each time by renewal, because Church of God is the last visit, is it not the best assurance? Oh, to be given to meditate, to ponder what the Lord has done, it is a privilege when the church in sweet meditation may be given to remember what the Lord has done by his marvelous power and in his magnificent grace. And now for the church to ponder in her heart, because the way that is an unknown way for the church, it is a sure way from the Lord's side. And then in that pondering, and then it is a privilege when the church, what they have received in their heart, to reflect what the Lord has given, but also to see that the arrow lieth further, and that there are greater blessings, and that what they're missing with what they have received, but yet what they're missing, that the prayers are multiplied, that the Lord may grant those further leadings. Oh, do we not read the same of Mary at the end of Luke 2, concerning her son when he was 12 years old, those wonderful works that he has spoken, wished ye not that I must be in my Father's business? That the parents have found him after 3 days. And then we simply read, and he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them. But his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. Oh, for a Mary, and then she would soon ponder concerning that sword which as Simeon would speak of, and then the further ways concerning her son, but she kept all these things in her heart. And now for those pondering Marys that keep those precious things in their heart, those Marys who may be truly handmaidens, obedient in subjection, asking for the way of the Lord, confessing their sins, oh, needing that Savior as their Savior. And then those Marys shall also receive a Mary's portion. The Lord shall remember them. The Lord shall keep them. The Lord shall care for them. And then at the end, then Mary was taken home. Oh, in eternity. Then what a reflection there shall be. Christ has said to his disciples in John 13, verse 7, what I doest now thou knowest not, but thou shalt know thereafter. Then those true Marys that are given to keep and to ponder those matters concerning the things in her heart, for those Marys who love the Lord in sincerity, for those Marys, oh, it is true, times that they may and they must sing, but also when they are so quiet, but still pondering those things in her heart, they shall receive a Mary's portion. Our forethought, the shepherds appraising Jesus. And the shepherds returned. There is a time and a place for everything we read in Ecclesiastes 3, verse 1. The shepherds also had their calling. And the calling called them. Oh, it is true. It can be in the life of true shepherds when they have tasted of the good things of the Lord in God's house, that they need to ask the Lord that they may receive strength for their daily labors. There can also be other times when in God's house they are already busy building, planting, haying, whatever it may be. But we must remember that our calling, that is also our religion, and as Christians must be exemplary in the home, at work, not perfect, but that the world can see that the scriptures are our guide, and also in that way that the Lord's name is not blasphemed. And now the shepherds, they have returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. Then they have returned to the sheep, and for those shepherds, oh, what an unforgettable night. For unto you is born. They have seen the Christ child. Oh, then in the midst of their sheep, then boys and girls, then surely the sheep have noticed it, that something wonderful has taken place. Because when the Lord comes over, Oh, it cannot be different. That they had aftertastes many a time. They were given a new song to sing concerning a new revelation and a new matter. And then those shepherds glorifying and praising God for all the things which they have seen. Maybe, boys and girls, maybe you have wondered about the sheep of the shepherds. Of course, the Lord is free. But the Lord, and those are exceptional circumstances, that is not the normal guide. We have our calling and our duty. But under exceptional circumstances, then we may entrust it all into the hand of the Lord. And we may believe that those sheep are well, although, oh, what a deep way, because the Lord is free. And when under those special circumstances, when a sheep is lost, we leave it lie. Those shepherds, they may have a little beginning of what the Lord has in store for the living church. Congregation, the Lord has given once more that we may commemorate the glorious birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then the question can be the last time for some of us. How is it in this evening hour? Is that your concern? Is your question? Young and old, when we are still as Bethlehem, oh, do place yourself faithfully under the means of grace, and even with your tongue, ask the Lord that he may open the doors of your heart, that he may draw you by love, because there's not one heart in our midst that can withstand the love of God, the wonderful work of God. Oh, do forsake sin in the world and earnestly seek that one thing needful. Oh, then in the first chapters of Luke, of course, in every chapter of the Bible, but what wonderful things there is spoken of the young Joseph and Mary, the middle-aged, the shepherds, and old Anna. Ah, for those shepherds, what an encouragement in these chapters of Luke for the true child of God. Ah, the shepherds, a dark night. But when the Lord has come, then the darkness has left. They were given to experience the wonderful things of the Lord. The Lord grant his spirit to that end. Amen. Lord, we may thank thee that thou wast given this day by renewal. And then we have heard of such wonderful things, such wonderful leadings. Oh, do grant it to us and our children. And now when we return to our dwellings, may what we have heard, may we keep it in our heart, given to meditate upon it, turn it into prayer, and earnestly beg of thee for thy grace by the first time and for the further leadings. Lord, do remember the mourning family tomorrow evening. And on the day of Friday, when we are called to go to the cemetery, grant a few words to speak. May it be sanctified. Lord, bring us now safely to our dwellings. Dismiss us in thy favor. Pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 407, the four stanzas. Oh, praise ye the Lord and sing a new song. Amid all the saints, his praises prolong. And what follows, Psalter 407, the four stanzas.
Thank you.
they receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.